We're just going to start the show as though we're doing a regular program. However, hey! And the music comes up out of nowhere. Welcome to Free Talk Live. We weren't connected to the network, and then all of a sudden, there they are. So here we are to take your calls about absolutely anything that might be on your mind tonight. You can join us on the toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or join us via Skype. The Skype username that you'll need to send a contact request to first before you call is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here from the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that as time goes on here. Also want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, WRMN AM 1410 in Elgin, Illinois. WRMN has been on board for a few days now, and they are taking Free Talk Live 7 nights a week.
Sweet.
Live in Elgin. So if you're listening there to WRMN, maybe it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live tonight, things are a little bit different on this radio program. Not only are we not Republican, Democrat, Talking Points talk show hosts, we're also open phones every single night of the week. So if there's something that's been on your mind and you just, maybe let's say you don't feel comfortable talking about it at the office because...
Or nobody will listen to you at the office.
Right, because, you know, they say you don't talk about politics and religion around regular folk. You can do that with us. We don't have a problem with it. You can call in about whatever you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And we don't always focus on the news of the day. I was being interviewed on another brand-new radio station that's taking us on Saturday nights today in West Bend, Wisconsin. And you know, he asked me, what are some of the hot topics recently on Free Talk Live? And I don't even know, honestly, what the hot topics on the other talk shows in the business are, because I don't pay attention to that stuff. Last night we were talking about kind of the ideology of liberty and how to get from where we are to where we want to be. And, you know, we'll talk about big ideas and we'll talk about the news of the day. We'll also discuss self-improvement as well. And, Brett, for the last couple of weeks we've been teasing our listeners and barely making good on our teases, but making good to some extent.
Right. Yeah.
On talking about this lengthy article, the 30 things that you should stop doing. And I do have that tonight. Also, last night, something else that we teased and did not pay off at all was the new Chris Cantwell article, Why Libertarians Aren't Nice to You, 10 Reasons. So we'll get into that as well. But let's start on the positive side with 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We'll only do one and maybe throw some more in throughout
the show. Yeah.
So we're going to pick up on number 5. Stop trying to be someone you're not.
That's pretty good advice.
This is a biggie, absolutely. One of the greatest challenges, says lifebuzz.com, that's the source of this article, is being yourself in a world that's trying to make you like everyone else. Someone will always be prettier, someone will always be smarter, someone will always be younger, but they will never be you. Don't change so people will like you. Be yourself, and the right people will love the real you. And I think this is one of the most important things that somebody could really take away from all of these 30 things that, you know, eventually we'll get through and talk about here. But the idea that you should be true to yourself so that you'll attract the right people to you.
Absolutely.
Because if you are living your life in a way that other people want you to live it, maybe you've adopted their moral paradigm or whatever it is that they think is important that you emulate for them. If you are living your life by someone else's standards, you've essentially become their tool. You've become an extension of that person and their viewpoint. And so the people you'll attract to you are the people who are looking for that tool. They're looking for that kind of life, a person living that lifestyle, a person coming from that viewpoint. These are not going to be the people who will be your real friends. These won't be the people who are most appreciative of who you really are if you're living life for someone else.
Yeah, and those relationships will be very conditional too, because as a person gets to know you better and your true self starts to come through more and more, they're going to be like, wait a minute. False advertising. You know, this obviously happens a lot in romantic relationships. You know, people are not their true selves right from the beginning. They're kind of often
putting up a front.
They're putting up a front. They're doing false advertising. And, you know, men say, oh, I just have endless amounts of time. Just from, you know, past experience going back into my early 20s, you know, I say, oh, I just have endless amounts of free time and interest to devote to you, miss. And she would say, how convenient. I just have an endless appetite for sex. Mm. And, you know, after 6 months, you
neither
find,
one of you feel the same way.
Right. And it's dangerous because if people put these false selves up from the beginning, you might find that even though 6 months have gone by and you've made at that point perhaps some significant plans together, a lot of people are living together.
Mm-hmm. Some are married.
And sometimes, you know, that's okay. All situations are different. So I don't want to sound judgmental like, oh, you moved in with somebody after only dating them for 3 months. But a lot of plans are made initially in that initial high from the physical relationship. And then if people aren't who they said they were, well, a lot of resentment can build, and that can lead to long-term relationship problems.
But how do you really know who you really are?
Right. Now, this is what I was going to say. That took me several decades to figure out. I mean, you know, three decades at least to figure that out, more. And that's, you know, I mean, to some extent, when entering into relationships, and you have to enter into some relationships, like work, you know, you've got to be something other than what you are. I mean, and relationships are conditional. Ian, you probably wouldn't want me as your business partner if I just decided, you know what, I'll get up at noon and start drinking. And then
who knows? Maybe that's the magic formula.
Can
for you
come through with new advertisers?
Probably
and
not.
Start drinking?
Not probably not.
Yeah.
See, this is so. Yeah. Every relationship's conditional. What you want is the conditional relationships that best fit who you really are and want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you gotta. I think that, you know, there's who you are and who you aspire to be, and that those need to fit. Like, there's more better, you know, aspects of you that you want to sort of build up.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, there's another problem, too, is that this isn't something that really is very explicit when we're growing up, that finding ourselves and learning who we really are is a process. And there's a metacognition. There's a thinking about our thinking and trying to understand ourselves better. We're not really made through most of our childhood to feel like individuals that matter. You know, whether we're talking about school or family, we're kind of existing, it seems, often for the convenience of other people. So, you know, a lot of people don't do that self-exploration because they've never been invited to. They don't even know that they can get inside themselves and understand themselves better. Most people live their whole lives like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I like what you call, what was it, metacognition?
Metacognition, thinking about thinking.
This, I think, is a really important thing that people should do, because the thoughts just come, you can observe your thoughts. You can realize what it is you're thinking and analyze whether or not that is a beneficial thought to you. Not all of your thoughts are the best thoughts. You know, not all of the things that you think about are necessarily the path that you should go down, and really considering those thoughts as they come in from the perspective of who is it that I want to create? I mean, who do I want to really be? That, I think, is an important process, and I agree with you. Most people don't seem to take part in that.
Yeah. Now, there's something different here as well that's worth pointing out. Faking it until you make it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not faking your entire persona, right? But there are things we want to do better in life, right? We want to be more confident public speakers.
Happy.
Yeah. That, you know, that's not a bad example, you know, to walk around. And I'm not, you know, a subscriber to like The Secret, you know, like you just think about things and then they come to you.
I think that this is the secret of the secret, is that there are some things that you can sort of, you know, believe in and they will come to pass. And happiness is to some extent one of them.
Well, the problem with The Secret is they make it sound, in the documentary anyway that I saw, like it's magical. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, like, I had people working for me who were miserable people. They always complained and bad things kept happening to them. Why? Because those were the things that they looked for.
Absolutely true. We can come back and talk about that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whatever you look for, life gives you more of that. More on the way. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves and a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about freeross.org. FreeRoss.org is where you can go to help out a man who is either innocent of the charges upon which he has been placed, or he is guilty of those charges. But even if he is guilty, you shouldn't care because he hasn't hurt anybody. Ross Ulbricht has been accused of running the Silk Road, which is an underground black market website where people could trade all manner of interesting things. Some of those things are illegal in some countries. And the FBI was very, very interested in busting this operation. They did. They are accusing Ross Ulbricht of being the mastermind of it. We don't know if he actually was or was not. The trial has yet to occur. He's sitting in a prison cell right now awaiting that trial, and he has no access to any of his bitcoins. He has no, his family doesn't have any money. They're not rich. They need help with this defense. If you know about the Silk Road, you probably know about Ross Ulbricht. And if you want to learn more, go to freeross.org. You can learn how to support Ross and the defense. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about what's going on with his case. But right now, you can go to freeross.org and support him with PayPal, Bitcoin, of course. Also, you can cut a check at freeross.org. We're going to go to the phones. We'll talk a little bit more about the secret here in a moment since we've touched on that one. Let's go, though, to Robert. He's calling from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark.
Hey, Robert. Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Robert.
Oh, hey, wow, we went to court today.
Well, what happened?
You did. That's right.
Yeah. Well,
you have been arrested. Just let me bring our listeners up to speed. You had been arrested for having some snow on your license plate. That wasn't the real reason for the arrest. That was the excuse to pull you over. They found a bottle of prescription pills or a container of prescription pills in your car. You didn't actually have a prescription for those pills. They had been put there. You were cleaning out a house or something, I think, and your 9-year-old granddaughter had found the prescription pills in the house that was being cleaned out. You took them from her, as a good parent or grandparent should do. And you put them in your glove box, promptly forgot about them, and then the cops found them when you took them out of the glove box during the pullover. They charged you with a felony, and you can go ahead and pick up the story from there, Robert. What happened?
Well, we went to court today, and, I was really hoping that I was going to be able to beat all of these charges, but because, and Johnny Ray was right, because the pill was, even though it was an anti-inflammatory pill, it was a prescribed pill. And rather than to go ahead and, with the trial, I went ahead and I pled guilty to the transportation of from one state to another. Now, the thing that made me happy about this is that, there was no fine, there was no community services. It doesn't affect my driver's license, and I'm happy with that if I don't have to give the state of New Hampshire any money.
So what was the punishment for taking prescription pills from your granddaughter?
Just a ticket.
The ticket for the snow?
The ticket for the transportation from one state to another. The other two tickets, they threw them out.
So they threw out the snow ticket, the one about the reason why you were pulled over in the first place, the so-called misuse of plates?
Yes, they threw that out, and then they threw out the possession of the bills.
So you were only left with a misdemeanor conviction, which, and the question Mark was asking, I'll just go ahead and answer, I was there. What the actual sentence was, if I'm recalling correctly, wasn't it 6 months in jail, suspended for a period of a year? Robert?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. And then $600 fine suspended.
Suspended also for a year?
Yes.
So this ticket, what is the punishment? I mean, usually tickets have a fine that go along with them. They're not really a ticket without a fine. So there's no punishment?
No, Mark. It's a suspended sentence, which means that he's been sentenced to 6 months in jail, suspended for a year, meaning that if he is arrested tomorrow for more prescription pills or anything else, anything that is a misdemeanor or felony charge, the prosecutor could then make a motion to the court and bring back that suspended sentence for up to 6 months. He can also bring back the suspended fine, which apparently was suspended in full. So Robert gets to walk away from this with not having to actually pay any money to the state, although you did have a private attorney, Robert, that you hired. Do you mind sharing what you paid him, or was that something you signed an agreement to not tell anybody?
No, I actually gave Jared a $500 deposit, and originally it was going to be $3,500, but he's going to get back in contact with me, and then we're going to work out. He's going to shave some of that off.
All right, so he's going to shave some of that off. Let's say it comes down to $3,000. So basically, you were driving somewhere peacefully. You hadn't harmed anybody else. Some people arrested you. They kidnapped you, took you away from your life, and now you've paid an attorney who is a very nice guy. I've met Jared in the past. He's one of the fairly good drug attorneys up here in New Hampshire. He gets to walk away with $3,000 of your hard-earned money, and you get to avoid a small jail sentence. And you're feeling good about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with it because, like I said, even though I paid, you know, the attorney money, I still didn't have to pay any. I didn't go to the state.
And that much is true. That much is true. Robert, thank you for the call. Thanks for the update tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
You know, when I was a younger man, like wandering around the internet looking for trouble, I used to go and visit these cop blogs. And one piece of advice that I saw in one of the forums was always pull people over for those trivial things, because that's how you get the big busts.
Mm-hmm,
and I guess maybe, you know, Robert, this nice man who was doing up until the part where he forgot, I guess, that he had this in his glove compartment, all the right things, that would be a big bust. Or a bigger bust than just, you know, writing somebody a whatever $20 ticket for having snow on their driver's their license plate.
Absolutely
right?
True.
And I wonder, is it probable cause once they see the prescription that they can ask to further investigate the prescription?
That I would like to know. I would like to know that as well. If there's any law enforcement officers out there who can answer that question. If just spotting a bottle of prescription pills, is that enough to justify a further search of that? Or is it just something that people just consent to? And in Robert's case, he gave that cop the pills. So in Robert's case, what he should have done was not taken the pills out of the glove box in the first place. But people do things that they consider to be innocent activities because they feel innocent.
Yeah,
he didn't hurt anybody. He was being pulled over for a ticket. He's just taking stuff out of his glove box looking for his car registration. Oh, let me take a look at that, sir. And he hands him over. 855-450-FREE. There's, I think, more to say about this. We can come back to the secret here in a moment. But this, I've got a conspiracy theory, Brett, and I think that I'm very interested in your thoughts on this when we return on Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget our website, freetalklive.com.
So LeaderAmp is a program to help you to become more persuasive. This is really valuable in your life. Everybody's constantly trying to, you know, to persuade people of things, whether it's in the office, trying to convince people that your way of doing things is going to be better than the old way of doing things, or as a salesperson, convincing people that your product or service is, really what you need to do as a salesperson is convince them of the value of your product and service, not that it's better than the competition. And sometimes you have to compare to the competition, but generally the skill of persuading people is among the most valuable skills one can have. And Dr. Matt Barney, the founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science surrounding what works in the area of development. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized development plan. And that you can have some interactivity through your cell phone, on your computer, inside a social networking group. You can see where you're on the chart compared to people, other people who are using the program, people who historical figures, that kind of thing. Chart success. And this is really what it comes down to, is you have to know where to grow in order to grow. A lot of the advice out there, not useful at all. This is, I think, a big step forward from sort of the old. There's still people just writing books. For $25, you can go to their Indiegogo campaign and get evaluated. That's the cost of a hardcover book. You can buy the next self-help book, or you can get involved in this program. And I think that it's hugely valuable. So pre-order at Indiegogo at leaderamp.freetalklive.com. We shortened up the URL for you by just putting it there. leaderamp.freetalklive.com. And amp your leadership.
All right, so we've got a couple of topics to get back to, including the secret. But I wanted to, and Mark, you've apparently been threatened by the city of Keene over your dog. We'll get into that here in a moment. That
animals.
You revealed to us in, okay, you're whatever. You revealed that to us here during one of the breaks, so we'll get to that too. But Robert in Vermont called to follow up on a couple calls he'd made previously where he explained to us he'd been arrested for having some prescription pills in his glove box. He took them out during a pullover for, you know, some nonsense of having snow on a license plate up in Walpole, New Hampshire. And he was arrested, charged with a felony, and also whatever the, you know, violation is for having snow on your license plate. And turns out that they tested the product, the pharmaceutical that was in some sort of a container. It wasn't actually in a prescription pill container. It was just some pills found during a house clean-out that his granddaughter found, and he took from her. So they tested these pills, the state did, and they found that they were not a narcotic scheduled substance, not a prohibited class of substance like, say, marijuana or other prescription narcotics, certain ones like opiates, hydrocodone, oxycodone, things like that. So it wasn't one of those, but it was still a prescription medication. It was some sort of anti-inflammatory prescription medication. And so because of that, he was recharged with a misdemeanor instead of a felony because it's not scheduled, so it's not a felony charge. But again, still no victim. No crime. There was nobody who was harmed in this process. Only Robert was the victim of the state's aggression in this case. And it seems to me like that would be a great case to take in front of a jury. Now, I know juries are really terrible at coming out with pro-freedom jury decisions.
Right.
We've seen this over and over again where activists, whether they're liberty activists, occupiers, whatever, they've
been
screwed.
But he got no penalty.
They've been screwed by the juries. Where are you going with that point?
Robert got no penalty. Why would you want to take it to a jury if they're offering you nothing?
Well, I think what he's talking about precedent, right? Like if this was something that would ultimately be decided by a jury. I mean, because this all comes out of the war
on
drugs.
I've got precedent.
Okay.
The precedent is jurors are a bunch of nimrods that do what they're told. Mm-hmm. I know what I have a pretty good idea what's going to happen if he goes to court.
I do too. I think we all do. I think we all agree.
I don't think Robert was wrong for taking the plea deal. Okay,
right.
It was a convenient out for him. He doesn't have to go to jail. He doesn't have to pay the fine. Both jail and fine were suspended, but he still has a misdemeanor conviction on his record now. And in addition to that, he didn't do anything wrong. And when I was arrested for trespass at the Superior Court here in Cheshire County, there was an illegal what I believe to be an illegal no trespass order placed against me and several other activists, banning us from this courthouse property for forever. And so I went ahead and I went on the property anyway, ostensibly to go to do some business in the court with the probate court, and they arrested me for it. And boy, they gave me a really sweet sounding plea deal at one point. Like, you know, I didn't just take the first plea, and later on the second plea was a $250 fine suspended or something like that, violation level. It was a misdemeanor level trespass charge. The county attorney was willing to drop it to a violation level trespass charge with like a $250 fine, all of it suspended or something. You know, something like that. Maybe it was 250 not suspended, but either way, I was facing having my suspended sentence imposed on me because I'd already gone to jail on a previous charge of disorderly conduct. I had a 2-year suspension time of a 9-month suspended sentence. So I had 9 more months in jail that could have been brought back on me if I was found guilty. Even of that, or if I was found guilty of the misdemeanor, right? So they were saying, well, this would be a violation, which wouldn't unsuspend your other sentence. Am I losing anybody here?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. So it was a tempting, yes, very tempting plea deal. And I told this guy, this county attorney, he's a very nice man, David Lauren, I told him, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to take that offer. And ended up that attorney John Meyer from Manchester took the case. He objected to the trespass order in the first place, got that thrown out as unconstitutional, and they dropped the charge. So I ended up not getting convicted of anything. in that case because I didn't take the plea deal. Now, if Robert hadn't taken the plea deal in this case, he would have ended up paying even more. And so, again, Robert, I think from Robert's perspective, he's not somebody who was willing to go to court on his own. To take the case on his own,
sure.
He had hired an attorney. Well, and those guys are not cheap. This is $3,000 this attorney's charged him to hold his hand through a plea deal, which is right. One of the most common things attorneys do.
Which this would be my critique of the situation, is that the system is set up by lawyers, who do you think lawmakers are, to benefit lawyers.
This is part of my conspiracy theory.
Right. This is the conspiracy theory. And I don't think it's terribly conspiratorial. I mean, rent-seeking behavior isn't exactly considered conspiratorial. If you don't know what rent-seeking means, it's people that don't produce anything going, and leeching money, essentially. I'm sure some economist has a better terminology for it than I do. But that's what it is. It's just rent-seeking behavior. What a surprise. Lawyers say if we write a bunch of laws, then lawyers will benefit, and ultimately we will be benefiting us.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're the only smart ones. We have to hash this stuff out. Without law and order, we'd all be dead. So they write a bunch of laws. Yeah, the lawyers won. That's what happened.
Most conspiracies that are real involve what I would call the occulting of knowledge. Right. So look at all the knowledge, that Mark Stevens talks about this in Adventures in Legal Land, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is occulted, hidden from
esoteric.
It's esoteric, right? And this is how most conspiracies, this is the idea of a conspiracy. You protect most people from the knowledge that a few people have. Or you protect that knowledge, I should say, from those people.
Mm-hmm. Which is why they hate it, or one of the reasons why they hate it, when you don't hire an attorney. They really, really want to push an attorney on you, even if you don't have the money to hire an attorney. They still want you to use their state attorney. Here, take this one. In Massachusetts, they almost force them on people.
Yeah.
Even people
yeah.
who don't want it. It seems like they managed to force them to deal. Well, you don't want the attorney? Well, here, have him anyway, and he'll be your attorney. What is it called when they sit next to you, but they're not actually your attorney?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like your advisor or whatever.
Right.
So we'll come back with more here, because my conspiracy theory is adding on to what Mark's already pointed out. Yes, the laws are written by lawyers for the benefit of lawyers. That's who's benefiting from this case against Robert, is the defense attorney in this case. He's the one who's walking away.
Not a bad guy. Just, he protected him, but it's lawyers helping lawyers.
Right. So the question is, what would have happened had Robert not hired the attorney? More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here and share your thoughts on the legal land conspiracy. Were laws created by lawyers for the benefit of lawyers? That one seems obvious, but I'll get into a little bit more detail on where I wanted to take that here in a moment, and you're welcome to chime in here at 855-450-FREE, or bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username for you is lrn.fm.
I have an announcement for the smart people, not you, Ian. There's this a treasure hunt going on, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. So what you've got to do is prove theorems at mathgate.info, and you can be rewarded with Bitcoins. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Now, there's even better for those that are interested in secrecy and anonymity. Mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info. .info through Tor. Prove some theorems. Find some anonymous bitcoins. Bitcoins that have never been tainted or sullied. They aren't sullied by you, so that people don't know that they're attached to you. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the bitcoins. People are finding your bitcoins, smart people, smart math people. So you have to go find them now. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt.
This sounds amazing.
Yes, it does. I just love that Free Talk Live, the person who paid for this, completely anonymous, I've got to say.
Really?
I have. They sent me a message through some kind of anonymizing thing on my email.
No,
told
kidding.
Me to hook through some anonymizing service that I sort of had to.
What was that?
What was the anonymizing service? I'll have to look.
I'm just curious.
Real quick, it's right here on my desktop.
CryptoCat?
It is not CryptoCat. I do like CryptoCat, and I go in there and I talk about almost nothing. BitMessage.
That one uses the Bitcoin protocol.
Yep, I talked through there and got everything hooked up. I have no idea who this
is.
Wow,
that's really cool.
It is so cool. But that, the Bitcoin, we were paid in Bitcoins.
Bitcoins are real.
Yeah, the Bitcoins are real. I assume. I didn't really. I send them. My wife does the accounting.
So you go, you solve math theorems, and you get Bitcoins.
Yes.
I don't know what a math theorem is, but for the people that do, they're probably interested in it.
I think if you really applied yourself, Ian, you could do it.
You know, I was pretty good.
You never did proofs?
I was pretty good at, what the hell all that is. I was pretty good at math up through pre-calculus. So
you did proofs then.
I did good.
Yes.
I did well in algebra.
Yes, you did.
And then I just not basically stopped caring at the whole pre-calc thing.
Pre-calc, so not calculus, but pre-calc. You said you did pretty good up to pre-calc.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. Yeah, I didn't do good at pre-calc.
I didn't even get that far. I didn't even do pre-calc.
I had to go back into Algebra 2 and retake Algebra 2, and after that, I just didn't take any more math.
So, I see.
Not to say I couldn't do it. I just don't care. Anyway, but for people who can do it, there's bitcoins out there waiting for you.
Indeed.
And what was the website again?
Mathgate.info.
Mathgate.info. I just think it's really cool that this guy bought ads with us,
number one.
And then secondly,
well, he knows what kind of listeners we have.
Yeah.
Right?
Total geeks.
Yeah. So we're the right place for this.
Yes,
excellent. Probably some other right places, but we are a right place for this.
So the remainder of the conspiracy theory... The first part's obvious. Lawyers wrote
sure.
the laws.
Yeah.
The laws benefit the lawyers, both sides, right? Because as long as the state's bringing charges, there will always be jobs for state prosecutors. And as long as charges are being brought, there will always be jobs for attorneys. Because as you were saying, Brett, these people know this esoteric area of law, which is a very confusing place. And it was made that way on purpose. The reason why they take the English words and then they redefine them to mean other things, which is, you know, kind of one of the hallmarks of legalese, where the word person can mean a corporation, which, of course, has nothing to do with human beings. This is a bizarre world of legal land that we're talking about here. So they know what these definitions are. They know how the system works. And they will hold your hand. As this attorney did with Robert in Vermont, he held Robert's hand through a plea deal, one of the simplest processes that is offered to every defendant out there. Who has held his hand, and now he's going to have to pay $3,000 for the privilege of that. He's not going to pay anything to the state, and he was happy about that.
Okay.
And if you can walk away from a situation where you've been bilked out of your freedom and $3,000 and feel happy, that's a real testament to the system they've created.
Agreed.
Yeah. So the question I have, and the conspiracy theory really comes into this one, if Robert had not taken the plea deal, if Robert had... not hired the attorney, would the offer have been as good? Now, the thing with the legal land is, and the life that we're in, is we don't get to play the alternate reality and see what would have actually happened. So the speculation, the conspiracy theory is that because he hired the lawyer, that there's a gentleman's agreement amongst attorneys.
I absolutely believe
and
this.
And that is that if you hire an attorney... you will be given a better plea deal offer in the case.
Well, let's look at it for a second. The fact is that people like nice people who play by the rules, and people dislike a-holes,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, this is a sort of truism. Does that sound accurate about human behavior?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do something nice for an a-hole?
Non-controversial.
When you walk into court and you say, no, I don't want a lawyer to a bunch of lawyers. I don't trust lawyers. I think they're, you know, whatever it communicates to them, you don't have to say mm-hmm. anything beyond that. No, I would not like an attorney. I will represent myself. The lawyers think you're an a-hole.
Mm.
And, yeah, absolutely. They want to discourage this sort of behavior, so they're going to, even if nobody's going to be looking, we're going to need to discourage this behavior, because somebody's in the courtroom.
But they can't come right out and say that. They can't tell you that you'll get a better deal if you hire an attorney. So all we can do is really speculate. Is there a gentleman's agreement between attorneys to do this?
I think that it's fair speculation.
What do you think, Brett?
I don't know. I've had some experience with this. I actually had I used to play racquetball back in the day with a district attorney, prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
and I lived in Vermont. I've never told anyone the details of the story before, but I'm going to have to tell them to get through the story.
All right.
I got a DWI, and it was actually the second one that I got. I had gotten one, I think, when I was like 18. And
you're getting pretty good at getting them.
Well, you know, they say the third is like that's when everything happens. But I thought that I was going to, because I had this relationship with this district attorney that he would play ball. I mean, I had a lawyer, and they were friends.
Mm-hmm.
My lawyer and the district attorney, like, I played racquetball with the guy. They're friends. I'm like, this is going to be great.
Right. You play racquetball with the district attorney, and you're going up to in front of him with a DUI, right?
He didn't recuse himself?
No.
Okay.
And, well, see, that's the thing, is, like, there were a bunch of district attorneys, like, sitting at the district attorney table.
Yeah.
So it was, and they would kind of, like, shuffle in and out. You know, like they would have different cases, right?
Yep.
So it was hard to say what exactly was going to happen. But my lawyer walked up to him and said, look, this is a DWI 2, which carried jail time and a huge fine. He said, I want to plead it down to a 1, and I'm watching this from the back of the room. And he looks back, my racquetball buddy,
mm-hmm.
and he looks at me, and he looks at my lawyer, and he shakes his head and hands him the file. He says, no way. No, we're not doing that.
No deal for you, buddy.
So then, I swear to God this is a true story, just to show you how crazy this world is. My lawyer comes back to me. He goes, that didn't work. Let's come with me. And he takes me down the hall to another courtroom that's completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reiterate, I swear to God this happened. The courtroom is empty. We go in. Suddenly, a judge appears, another district attorney, and a stenographer. And he says to this other district attorney, plead this down to a 1. It's pleaded down to a 1. I lost my license for 60 days instead of something like 3 years. The fine was suspended, and that was it. The lawyer said to me, he goes, I said, well, how many thousands of dollars do I owe you, sir? You know, and he said, you know, that was like, that hardly took any time. Buy a gift certificate to blah, blah, blah restaurant downtown, because I like to take people out on Friday. Make it $350.
Wow, I want to come back and talk more about that. Dave's on the line in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Nevada, going once. Oh, I've got it muted. Let's try it again. Go, Dave.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, kind of I wanted to comment on the case and then chime in on the whole you know, conspiracy theory thing, mm-hmm. but basically what I was going to say is what you ended up saying, Ian, that he, you know, sitting there saying that he's happy after having to pay a lawyer $3,000, getting arrested for something that you shouldn't even be arrested for. And, you know, I think a lot of people are conditioned now to, you know, it's like somebody, you know, beating you up and thanking them for not killing you. You know, it's kind of nuts that you know, it's just like if a cop, you know, pulls
it's true.
You over
a lot of people will thank a judge as they're walking out the door. If you had more to say, we can bring
thank
it back
you,
here.
Your Eminence.
Hour 2's next. You take control here, legal land, whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent. What can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-443-7087. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call 1-800-443-7087.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.